Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. In this week's episode, I want to talk about just a pet peeve of mine. I'm going to be a little more blunt than usual because sometimes blunt is exactly what is needed. And that is just effing do something. Just take action. I've spent, as you know, nearly 30 years in business continuity, crisis management, and organizational resilience. And I've held other corporate leadership roles as well on my path to doing that at an enterprise scale for a Fortune 30 company. And one pattern just shows up again and again and again, whether we're talking about an incident or a business decision or something else. And that is that something happens, an incident happens. The situation is unclear. The stakes are high. And people just sit there and do analysis forever, perhaps. Completely paralyzed by the need to analyze what is going on. So the room just stalls. Everyone's just looking at each other. They're waiting for the perfect bit of information, a fully formed plan, or for somebody else to go first. I remember once that we were doing an exercise with an executive team, or actually we were with the crisis management team, now that I think about it, at a financial services institution. And in this scenario, their main building, their main support center, which included their data center, had been hit by a tornado here in Minnesota. And for 40 minutes, they debated whether or not they should evacuate the building. Mind you, the building had significant structural damage. And they sat there for 40 minutes and debated this over and over and over, not getting to make a decision. They were weighing every single risk when every nerve in my body was, get the F out of that building. The building is not safe. Here's the truth. You will never have perfect information. And in a crisis, you have to be able to make decisions based on the information you have at hand. Crises are, by definition, ambiguous. They're messy. They move quickly. So whether it's a ransomware attack or a product safety problem or a recall or a major storm that's barreling towards a distribution center or a facility of yours, the worst thing you can do is nothing. Doing nothing in a crisis is not a neutral decision. It is actively harmful. The clock is ticking, impacts are compounding, trust is eroding, particularly in reputational issues. Your options narrow the longer that you wait. If we just look at the ISO standard, the ISO 22361 standard, we talk about anticipation, assessment, and rapid decision making. That is not wait for the stars to align. It is assess what you know, decide, and move. Our own crisis management framework that we use here at BrightPath as the starting point when we're designing for something for a company says the same thing, that we need to mitigate harm and protect people and operations by moving early, even if you have to later adjust course. Why do leaders freeze? Well, sometimes it's the fear of making the wrong decision, making the wrong call. Sometimes it's the group dynamics. Nobody wants to be the one that propose a course of action and say, let's do this, and then be wrong. And sometimes it's perfectionism. We just need more data. I need to understand more things. The reality is that inaction is often riskier than taking the wrong action. You can correct a decision that is in motion, but you can't recover the time that you spent by standing still, waiting for more information. In my mind, this is where leadership comes in. This is where the crisis leader and the resilience leader, if those are different roles, or the executive that is responsible or championing the crisis, or the responsible executive, as we say sometimes. Their job as the crisis leader is not to guarantee perfection. It is to create momentum and make the best possible decision based on what you know at the time. When you're the leader in that room, sometimes your most important move is simply to break the stalemate. Okay, here's what we know. Here are the options that we have. Here's what I think is the best option. Do we have any disagreement here? Well, let's execute and we'll reassess in 30 minutes. That's it. That's leadership. Not paralysis, not endless debate. Just do something. This is why we train crisis teams to set short operational periods, short cycles of the operational cadence. Make a call, move forward, reconvene and reevaluate where you stand. And as you get new information, assess your direction and make a new decision. So you need to make action your default. A few ways that you can build that muscle. One is just by defining decision triggers in advance. If X happens, we're going to do Y. That way you're not reinventing criteria mid-crisis. I remember using this during the Arab Spring. I was the head of crisis management. We had a number of sourcing and inspection offices that were disrupted in the countries where the Arab Spring was occurring, Egypt, Morocco, Bahrain, and elsewhere. And they ranged from, you know, straight up kind of revolution that which was going on in Egypt to just significant protests in Bahrain and places like that. We wrote out a series of triggers and actions that we cleared with the business leadership that said, if these things happen, we're going to do these things. We got those pre-authorized. And so when those things happened, I didn't have to go call the business leader and sell the direction again. We just acted and executed on that to make sure that our team was safe and that we could continue operations. The second is to empower your teams. Make it clear in advance who can act without waiting for higher approval. This should be part of your crisis process anyway. You should practice under pressure. In your exercises, push teams to make decisions quickly and debrief what helped and what slowed them down in the process and then adjust. And lastly, accept imperfection. Your first decision won't be your last, so make that decision faster and just take action. The bottom line is that in a crisis, motion beats perfection. Taking decisive action, even with incomplete information, sends a powerful signal. We are in control. We are responding. We are protecting our people and our brand. And I'm not saying to make rash, stupid decisions, but make rational decisions with the information that you have and move quickly. The next time you feel the room freezing up, remember this. Don't wait for the mythical perfect plan. Don't wait for all the information. Just take action. Just effing do something, as I like to say. You can adjust on the fly, but you can't lead your company as a resilience and crisis leader from a standstill. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.